My name is Kaylee Cool.
And Kaylee, you are talking to us presumably from your farm right now. Tell us where you are and what's happening where you are at the moment.
Yes, we are live on farm right now. It's a beautiful sunny day. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. For early April, everything goes. Hopefully no April showers. We've just put some calves out for the first time on some fresh new spring grass. So they're loving it. They're bouncing up and down and really enjoying themselves. So it's a lovely picture to see. And yeah, all of the milking cows are out. We have 180 milking cows here on the farm, as well as we have some beef calves and cows as well. We have been busy doing some arable planting, so all of the spring crops are in the ground now ready to grow for the summer. And we also have cool girl eggs as well. So we have laying hens very busily laying eggs for the Manx community at the moment, which eggs are like gold dust. It's short supply, but yeah, it's fab. Keeps us all busy anyway.
You've got so much going on over there, and because yeah. You're Ballymore, aren't you? I think you're down that way, and yeah, I take it your days must be so long to fit all of that in. What time does your day start?
Not too early, around about 6 o'clock, and it usually goes in depending on what we're doing, but usually finish around about 7 as well. But it's so lovely to work outside, so it doesn't really feel like such a long day always in the nice summertime anyway.
And you're obviously a farming family there. How long have you been involved yourself on the farm?
I myself have been working on the family farm for about 5 years now. I first obviously attended Castle Rushen, and then I went off to England to work for a few years on a few farms. And then I went to Harper Adams University to study agri-food and marketing. Then I went to New Zealand to work on farms out there. So that was a real experience as well. And then I finally came home after all of that. So yeah, it was a roundabout trip all the way home again.
So it's obviously something that being in your blood is something you've always wanted to do. And how does the Isle of Man compare then to all of those different locations that you've been involved with farming?
It's quite similar to the ones that I worked in the UK. We're quite small family oriented. In New Zealand, obviously, it's quite a larger scale. I was on some larger farms there with the beautiful snow-capped mountains in the background. So it was a really nice experience. But lots of people working on lots of farms. There'd be well over 1,000 cows on each farm in the area that I was working on anyway. So, but a similar way of doing things, but obviously different scales everywhere. But it was interesting to see everybody's technique and how everybody worked together and try and obviously bring some of those aspects back to the home farm to see how it all works.
I can imagine. And as a young person yourself then, what would you say to other young people to maybe encourage them to maybe think about getting into farming themselves? What do you think is some of the best things about it?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely such a diverse industry to be involved in, and it's really it's changed so much these past few years. My both grandparents actually were farmers, so from what it's changed is incomparable, really, to delivering milk around on horse and carts to what we see now. There's so many opportunities. It doesn't just involve, you know, your stereotypical flat-capped wearing gentleman stood out in the field waving the crook around. There is aspects where you can work with animals every day, and that's what I really enjoy. I like seeing all the animals being born and following them through and doing the best job possible that you can all the way through to the end product. That's what I personally like. But if you're into engineering, there's so many opportunities there, or perhaps genetics along the animal health route, or nutrition is a massive industry that we employ people or get helpers around there, because it's such a big industry there. Yeah, there's so many things you can get involved with. Definitely give it a go. Yeah.
Oh, it does sound like there's loads of opportunities there. And you mentioned the end product. And two of the end products from Cool Farm, as you mentioned, are eggs and milk. And so I now am going to be challenged to make something with your eggs and milk. I believe you might have another family member there with you who has a recipe that I need to try.
Yes. So I'm going to pass you over to my mum, Belinda, now, who this is her recipe for bread and butter pudding. So
nice.
Hi, Christy, how are you?
Hello, Belinda, I'm very well, thank you. Well, I think I'm very well, but I have to tell you right now, I'm not a great cook, so I'm gonna do my best with this recipe,
oh,
I promise.
You won't go wrong. It's so easy, you'll be fine. If I can do it, you can do it. No problems.
And obviously all using fab Manx ingredients as well, with the eggs and the milk and the bread. So tell us about your recipe then. What do I have to do?
Right, okay. Well, it's really easy, and anybody can do this. And it's one of those recipes, it's a bit like pancakes in our family. You know, we have them every year, and we think, these are so easy, so tasty, why don't we do it more often? We say that every year, and we never do it in between. It's another easy recipe that you can keep going with. Well, let's start with the ingredients then. Now, this is a healthy bit, obviously part of your five a day. 5 ounces of mixed sultanas and raisins. Not necessarily Manx ones.
No, we'd struggle to get them.
On the border anyway. I must say, if you like sultanas and raisins, I'm never too an ounce. I throw more in.
Yes.
All the better, eh?
Definitely.
3 ounces of caster sugar.
Got that.
And a finely grated zest of a lemon.
Ooh.
Or an orange you could have. Some people just use marmalade at this point, but let's stick with the lemon or orange. That gives it a really nice zing.
Okay.
And 1/2 teaspoonful of mixed spice.
Yeah.
And what you really need is 8 thin slices of good white Manx bread. Yeah, it shouldn't really be too fresh for this recipe. It's a good one to use up old bread. And if you're really posh, you remove the crusts on these.
Oh, fancy.
And 4 ounces of good old Manx butter melted.
Lovely.
That's easy done in the microwave, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's simple enough. Right, I've got that down.
I'll give you the ingredients for the custard as well. 2 free-range eggs.
Yep, Manx, obviously. Good cool girl eggs is what we should have.
1/2 pint of Manx double cream.
Oh, this is going to be a healthy one, this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've had the fruit in it, so we need to balance it with a little bit of treat. 1/4 pint of good fresh Manx milk.
Yep.
And just to finish it off, 2 tablespoons of demerara sugar.
Got all that down?
Good enough. Right, here we go. Right, you need an oven-proof dish.
Yep.
About 2.5 to 3 pints volume, if you can picture that.
Yeah, I think I've got the perfect one.
Yeah. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade.
Yep.
And with some of that melted butter, grease the dish. Combine the dried fruit, the sugar, the lemon zest and the spice all together in a bowl and mix it well to cover all the fruit. Now, take the bread, and if you've got the crusts off or not, it doesn't really matter. But it does look more professional when you've took the crusts off. You're going for the 10 out of 10 here, aren't you?
All right, I'll do that. You've suggested it, so I'll do that.
Okay. So cut each bread slice, and I like to put it into triangles, so it really looks smart.
That's very snazzy. We can do triangles.
Yeah, I'm giving away all the posh tips here. Now then, you take enough slices to cover the bottom of the dish, and this is a nice one. You dip one side of it into the melted butter.
Oh, nice. Okay, dip into melted butter,
Yeah, it's also healthy, this, yeah. And lie them in the dish, buttered side down, so you've lined your dish with that. Sprinkle about 1/2 of the dried fruit mixture. Now then, just repeat that, but lie the bread strips, the buttered side, up this time.
Ah, okay.
You might get about 3 another couple of layers on that. So they're buttered side up.
Lovely.
Now for the custard, beat together, put in the eggs,
yep,
the cream and the milk,
yep,
and beat it all together and then just pour it evenly over the pudding, and then sprinkle the demerara sugar on the top.
Yeah, lovely.
And leave that to soak up for about an hour if you've got time. It's better to just let it soak a bit. You don't need to put it straight in the oven. Bake it for about 30 to 40 minutes until you see the top going nice and golden brown and crisp. And actually, the bread kind of tends to puff up a bit.
Yeah, puffs up and curls up a little bit, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it does. And it's just got that nice toasted look on the top.
Fab.
Yeah. So you can serve it hot, or some people have it cold, and it's nice with a bit more cream, or a bit of ice cream would be nice too, I suppose.
That sounds
the weather for ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, in this sunshine, absolutely. And I'm guessing as well, you mentioned marmalade already. There's probably various different things you could do to sort of make it your own, something like this, isn't there?
Yeah, some healthy bits of fruit I can see, or chocolate is necessary, isn't it?
Oh, Nutella. Get some Nutella in it, maybe.
Yeah, jam or marmalade, you could put that on the bread as well. You could personalise your bread and butter pudding.
Well, do you know what? I'm hoping that our listeners will do that. And I'm also hoping that some young'uns will get involved, because this sounds like the sort of recipe that little hands could do as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Keep them busy.
Exactly. Well, Blynn, thank you so much for that. That was really, really good. I'm going to have a go. I'll do my best and I'll try and do you proud.
I'm sure it'll be brilliant. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to speak to the cool farm.
Bye. Bye.